It's time for another dose of digital dissemination from Dr. Dave. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. To consult with Dr. Dave, there's no appointment necessary. Just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
All right, spending some time talking about the details of cleanup and antivirus optimization stuff that I recommend and utilize on a daily basis. Talking about rkill, downloading rkill from the web at bleepingcomputer.com. Another one I recommend is one called ADW Cleaner. Now, here's an example of what you were talking about, Steve-O, where it's a little bit confusing. ADW Cleaner, well, isn't that the same thing as CCleaner? No. Name very similar, completely different purpose. ADW Cleaner is kind of a hijack. I mean, have you ever had a situation where you go to your browser and the search engines and the homepage are different? That's a hijacking. And ADW is an antivirus, Trojan, hijacking piece of software. And one of the things, you know, I'm going to recommend several things here, and you're going to think, geez, you know, why so many? Well, you know, it's kind of like your toolbox. We're going to use that toolbox, that tool analogy. You know, when you pull out the toolbox, you don't have one screwdriver in it. You got several different types, several different sizes. You've got a couple crescent wrenches, probably different sizes. You got a set of box open-end wrenches. You got a couple of different sizes of hammers, probably. You got a couple of different sized clamps. I mean, you got all kinds of stuff, depending on how serious you are at doing what you do. Kind of the same thing here. Because of the nature, particularly in terms of infections, with different types and different means that the bad guys use to be stealthy and to be defensive and to prevent them from being removed, you need sometimes a different tool that comes from a slightly different angle and is more effective at dealing with the particular infection you have. And then the other thing that's important is if you've got an infection and you don't really get every little bit, it'll be back like that. You cannot leave even a fragment. And so it's kind of like taking your antibiotics. We're going to go back to that medical analogy now. You know, taking the antibiotics, you get that 10-day thing of whatever type of antibiotic you've got, erythromycin or whatever. You start feeling better after the third or fourth day. You stop, you are in danger. Same thing here. You don't want to use one tool. I use two or three to confirm. I may have whacked it instantly with my first tool. rkill may have done it. But what I'll do is I'll use another one or two different tools to do runs, scans, that will confirm that it's cleaned things up. Sometimes what will happen is you'll run one or two tools and it'll clean things up. You can tell by the behavior of the machine. But you'll run a third one and it'll say it found them. Well, if you look very carefully, oftentimes what will happen is it didn't really find the active infections. One of the first two or both of the first two quarantine the infection and the third one's finding it quarantined. Just a good confirmation. So, rkill, we talked about that already. We talked about CombiFix, but being very judicious in its use. Do not have that as your first line tool. Malwarebytes, anti-malware. It's kind of confusing because its name. It sounds like it may be actually a problem. It may actually be an infection. No, it isn't. Malwarebytes anti-malware is a very effective tool. And again, as with other things we've recommended, one of the important characteristics of Malwarebytes anti-malware is it tends to be very benign. You can use it on a Lark if you want. If you just decide, geez, I want to run it, I don't want to call Dave or I don't want to call somebody else just to confirm that, you know, this is actually what I ought to do, like you should do with CombiFix, just run Malwarebytes. Won't hurt anything. The one thing you want to do before you run Malwarebytes, go ahead and run rkill. Make sure there aren't any active infections that may interfere with the running of Malwarebytes. And then also do an update of Malwarebytes before you run it. There'll almost always be an update. I mean, they do several updates a day now. So it just makes sense. If you're going to take the time to do a scan, do it with the latest dictionary definitions. Okay? And so Malwarebytes do not do the trial pro version of Malwarebytes because it'll load into memory. Does a great job of virus stuff, you know, protecting you. It's not that it isn't a good piece of software. It's just that you don't need it taking up memory. You don't need it taking up active processor cycles. Let Avast be in the system tray, be your protection. Just use Avast as a incident use, per incident. You think something's weird, or you know something's weird, or you just want to confirm something's weird because you're being particularly anal about your computer virus situation, run Malwarebytes. Don't do the trial version or the pro version that loads into memory. Don't need it, and it just gets in the way. Another one that's very good, we talked about ADW Cleaner. That's another per-incident use, just another tool to be sure that you're clean from infections. Takes a slightly different angle. Similar in terms of its technique to CombiFix, but less aggressive. So you can be a little more, you don't have to be as judicious in its use. It's almost like Malwarebytes. You can use ADW Cleaner pretty much whenever you want. Very unlikely to do any damage. CombiFix, you got to be a little more careful. But similar in technique in terms of how it scans and removes infections. So let's talk about firewalls before we run out of time. Mid to late 90s, I'm on the air talking about you have got to have a firewall, people. You have got to have it. And computer experts saying you are a paranoid nutcase. People don't need firewalls. Well, turns out they did. And so I feel good about that. But here I am now, 20 years later, nearly, saying, you know what, you do not need a third-party firewall. Now, I'm not telling you you don't need a firewall. You do. What I'm telling you is that the one that's built into Windows, as long as you have Windows XP Service Pack 3 or later, so Windows XP Service Pack 3, Vista, any Service Pack version, Windows 7, any Service Pack version, Windows 8 or 8.1, any Service Pack version, all have decent firewall built in. Utilize that. Do not waste your time with a third-party firewall. That's the good news. Because
does it have a name?
Firewall.
That's what it's called, right?
Windows Firewall.
Yeah.
And it's built in. You'll see it in the control panel. When you go to the control panel, it'll be down there near Windows Update. And you'll be able to do exceptions, and particularly with the later versions, like Windows 7 and later, very, very sophisticated firewall. You can do just about anything you need to do in terms of shutting things down or enabling access manually in the Windows Firewall Management program. Don't recommend that as an average user that you get involved in that a lot because you can mess things up and it's not easy to do manually. The automatic settings for most of us, unless we get some unusual software that we're utilizing that requires different types of permissions, the default settings work pretty well. So do not waste time with Zone Alarm or other third-party Komodo firewalls. To me, again, like we talk about with the paid antiviruses, not only does a third-party firewall not benefit you, it can often do additional harm. Now, I don't mean active harm. It's not an infection. But just get in the way, take up processor cycles, take up memory, all unnecessarily. And if you have two firewalls enabled, the native Windows one and the third-party one, it can be big trouble because they fight each other. So good news is you can set the firewall necessity aside and be very safe, and I'm very confident in telling you that. Of course, there will be those who just insist that a Windows product can't be any good, and so they've got to do a third-party, and that's purely a personal, emotional decision. We come back. We'll wrap it up. 866-821-TALK.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave.
I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.